KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say they didn't have to go very far to make an arrest last night. Authorities say they arrested 41-year-old Jody Hastings of Corning outside of the sheriff's office in Corning after Hastings crashed her vehicle into two vehicles on Davis Avenue just after 10 p.m. The vehicles were legally parked in front of the sheriff's office. One of the vehicles belonged to a magistrate, the other to an Adams County sheriff's dispatcher. Hastings was taken into custody for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license. She was booked into the Adams County Jail and held pending a court appearance. News time is 7:07.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
Officials of the Red Oak Police Department say two men were arrested Wednesday on separate charges. Officers of the Red Oak PD, assisted by troopers of the Iowa State Patrol and deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and a canine unit, apprehended 33-year-old Michael Edward Irvine of Red Oak. Irvine, who was wanted on a Page County warrant for child neglect, was booked into the Page County Jail in Clarinda. Red Oak police also arrested 24-year-old Timothy James Stewart of Red Oak for allegedly violating the terms of his probation. Stewart was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. The Iowa Supreme Court will set up shop in Council Bluffs on March the 7th to hear oral arguments in two cases. The court, which usually meets in Des Moines, has been holding more sessions away from the capital city in an effort to demonstrate how the legal system works. In announcing the Council Bluffs appearance on Wednesday, Chief Justice Mark Cady noted that the court traveled to three communities last year and saw a strong turnout of spectators. Cady's push to make the court more open to the public followed a 2010 vote in which three justices lost retention elections after social conservatives campaigned against the court's unanimous 2009 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage in Iowa. The Council Bluffs proceedings will be at the Arts Center of Iowa on the West Iowa Western Community College. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it's monitoring the effects of a discharge of raw sewage into a creek near a popular recreation area in Union County. The DNR said the city of Creston discovered Wednesday afternoon that untreated wastewater was dumping into Hurley Creek at a rate of 20 gallons per minute. A plugged sewer line is the suspected cause. The DNR said the city was working to fix the problem, but problems gaining access to the location was hampering the pace of repairs. The Creston Wastewater Superintendent is asking residents to avoid hiking the south end of the popular trail near McKinley Lake until the situation is cleared up. The DNR says it will monitor McKinley Lake for any effects of that discharge. Authorities yesterday released the name of a Nebraska man who was fatally injured in a fall at a Council Bluffs casino. He was identified as 62-year-old Robert McIntyre of Omaha, Nebraska. Council Bluffs officials say McIntyre was going from the second floor to the third floor of the Ameristar Casino and Hotel on an escalator Friday evening when he stumbled and fell over a railing, dropping some 20 to 25 feet to the first floor. McIntyre was taken to an Omaha hospital where he died. A House panel has approved a measure that would effectively end greyhound racing in Iowa. Representative Kevin Kester, an Ankeny Republican, said the bill ends the requirement for casinos to subsidize the prizes for the races. He says that would result in owners not running dogs at the state's two tracks located in Council Bluffs and Dubuque. A House State Government Subcommittee unanimously approved the measure Wednesday, and it now goes to the House State Government Committee, where Kester expects it to be amended to conform with a version approved by the Senate panel earlier this month. The Senate version would end greyhound racing outright, but requires the casinos to pay the state $70 million to do so. Both Kester and his Senate counterparts are unsure of the bill's prospects for becoming law. And an electrical problem associated with an engine block heater is thought to have been the cause of a fire in Atlantic on Wednesday morning at 801 Olive Street that pretty much totaled a pickup truck. The call came in just after 10 a.m.
The diesel pickup, this kid had that he went out and did chores this morning, came back and plugged it in. It had been sitting there probably close to an hour, so couldn't have been fuel or anything like that. I'm guessing it was electrical, but it's so burnt up, it's pretty hard to tell. In the engine compartment, the rest of it's not bad, but it's still total.
That's Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese, who said the 1995 Chevy 2500 was parked inside of a carport. He said after the truck's owner was notified by a passing motorist about the flames, he used two fire extinguishers to try and put the flames out, but was unsuccessful. Atlantic firefighters were on the scene for about a half an hour. There were no injuries reported. News time is 7:12.
There's never a good time for a pipe to break, your heating and cooling system not to work, the sewer to back up, or your septic tank to run slow. When these things happen, you want them fixed and fixed fast. So for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling and backhoe needs, call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. When pipes break, what a mess. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. If your sewer is backing up and you may be having a root problem, Masker Plumbing and Heating has a root killer. With the winter weather we have, now's the time to have your heating system inspected for efficiency. Did you know that you could be eligible for a cash reward from Alliant Energy for having your heating system serviced? Contact Masker Plumbing and Heating today to set up your furnace inspection. If you need a new septic tank, with their backhoe service, they can put one in. And if you're building a new home, they can take care of your plumbing and heating needs along with putting in a new septic tank and leach field. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Call Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic at 243-2260.
And in our funeral announcements, Russell Strabel, age 61, of Messina, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Russell Strabel will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. 89-year-old John Waters of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for John Waters will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Don Mays, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Don Mays will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Peggy Ann Kindheart, age 72, of Oakland, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Peggy Ann Kindheart will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland, with the Reek and Veith Funeral Home of Oakland in charge of arrangements. 49-year-old Larry Lee Ward, Jr. of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Larry Ward, Jr. are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Brad Kemble, age 74, of Panora, died Wednesday at his home. A prayer service for Brad Kemble will be held on Friday at 8 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.